Welcome to the Network Marketing Success Academy, where network marketers just like you can learn all the strategies, tools, tips, and techniques to grow a professional business. Jane Newman is your host, and she is a powerhouse of energy and practical knowledge. Over the last 6 years, Jane has become one of the top 1% income earners in the industry. In this podcast, she will bust all the myths of what it will take to be successful. No more making a list of 100. No more hassling family and friends, and no more sending spammy messages. And now, to all listeners everywhere, your host, Jane Newman.
Hi, Jane Newman here from the Network Marketing Success Academy. And one of the things that even as experienced network marketers, that we might fall into the trap of really being just network marketers, whereas we're not, we're marketers. We're marketers in the end. We get paid more when we sell more product or our team sells more product. Let's be under no illusion that we are really retailers. We are marketers of a retail product. So when you're thinking about what is the best use of my time, how do I grow my business, those strategic decisions around your business, I want to give you a couple of analogies, and this is really part one of those analogies to help you think about more like a traditional business owner rather than a network marketer. If I could gift you anything, would be for you to think like a traditional business owner rather than a network marketer. I want you to throw out all the training, all the learnings you've had on network marketing, and be more interested in learning about traditional marketing and relationship marketing and marketing just generally. We need to become really good at marketing if we want to grow to being successful in network marketing. So the first thing I want you to think about is we want to market on social media. I know I want to market on social media. I don't want to, and it's hard to go out and meet people one-on-one. It's so easy. There's so much available on social media. So we're talking about social media marketing here. And I specifically want you to think about how social media marketing for network marketing products works like a shop front. So let's imagine that when you open your network marketing business, you have opened a shop in the mall, all right, in the shopping center. You have opened a health food shop, or you have opened whatever products you're selling, whatever services you're selling, you have opened a shop in the mall for that. So how does it work? How does a business in the mall grow? How does it get customers? How does it get leads? Not that we think like that for a shop front, but how do we get more people to buy our product? There's a couple of things that all need to happen, and this is the process by which a shop grows. First of all, there needs to be traffic in the mall. There needs to be people walking past your shop. And as people walk past your shop, what is going to get them in the door? It is your shop front. Your shop front needs to tell them what it is that they're going to find when they walk in the door. How can you help them? Why would someone want to walk in the door of your shop? So you need people walking past the shop front, and you need a shop front. And then what happens is people then will walk in the door. They will voluntarily choose to walk in the door. And then when they're in the door, you are then a shop assistant. You are going to help find out what they're looking for, what their problem is. You're going to make recommendations about products. You're going to suggest products they haven't thought about because you know that they can help them. And then you're going to take them to the cash register and you are going to process their sale. Okay, so that's traditional business. And honestly, the process conceptually is identical for social media marketing. But let's take that analogy and apply it to social media. So first of all, what is your shop front? What is your shop front? As a social media marketer, your shop front is your personal profile page. This needs to tell people what they're going to get when they walk in the door of your business. And how do you walk in the door of a business on social media is you walk into direct message. You walk into Messenger on Facebook, or you walk into direct message on Instagram, right? That is when they're walking in the door, because once they've walked in the door of your Messenger, you are able to have the conversation around what they're looking for, how you can help, what products are going to help. You're going to talk about cost and price, and that is where you're going to, if you like, do the cash register transaction will be in Messenger. So your personal profile is like your shop front. So what does that personal profile need to do? It needs to tell people what you can help with, what is inside this shop. Now remember, no one cares about your products. Remember that one. That one's to write down. Stamp it on your forehead. No one cares about your products, but they do care about the problems that they have and how you may be able to solve them. So the shop front needs to talk about the problems your products can solve. And it needs to have a second, there's a second thing that shop front, that social media profile needs to do. And that is to build the know, like, and trust such that when people walk into your shop, they will only walk into their shop if they trust you, if they don't think you're a scam artist, that they like you, that they think that you care about them, that by walking into the shop, that there's going to be something in it for them other than you just trying to pitch them and sell them. We're in social media marketing, and in fact, the whole world, everyone can smell commission breath. They need to believe that you are genuinely interested in helping them solve the problem and that you are not simply going to try and sell them something. No one likes to be sold to, but everyone likes to buy. So that's the second thing your social media profile or your shop front has to do is tell them what you can help with. And secondly, build that trust to know, well, I think this person's a good person. I think she can help me. I feel comfortable walking into her shop front and having a conversation with her, and that I won't feel pressured and that she might be able to help me. That's how we want to make people feel in that shop front. So that's your social media profile. The messenger is where the conversation is had, like you're standing in the shop talking about that person's problems, what they're looking for, and how you can help them. This is where you make product recommendations. This is where you talk about your product. You talk about your product in Messenger, and this is where you ask questions. And I'm going to do further training around what are the three steps to how to take a lead to a close in Messenger in another training. But it's fine and well having a beautiful shop front which explains everything you can help with and that you're really likable, and it's great having your messenger waiting for people to come into, but if there's no one walking past the shop, no one's going to walk into the shop. So the third element of making this whole system work is to have more and more and more people walking past the shop. And in social media world, we get a chance to choose who walks past the shop. And these are our friends on Facebook. And not only that, they're the friends we're engaging with in Messenger, or we're engaging on their page, that the Facebook algorithm is going to make sure that they see that. Facebook will make sure that those people are going to see your posts and stories. So they're going to make sure they walk past your shop front when you're active in Messenger with them or when you're commenting on that post. So we need a system for you to go and find the right people to walk past your shop. And we need to engage with those people in such a way that Facebook knows that you are friends and that they start popping that shop front in front of them. So I hope those three things make sense. We need a shop front, we need people walking past the shop front, and we need a system for when they walk in the door that you can help solve their problem and help them close to the sale. I hope that was super useful. Please click subscribe to the podcast or the YouTube channel. And of course, if you want more detailed training, if you want more step-by-step training, please go across and jump into the Network Marketing Success Academy Facebook group. It's totally free, and I run 5-day challenges stepping you through exactly how to do this in your business in my 5-day challenges in the Network Marketing Success Academy.
And that's a wrap on this episode of the Network Marketing Success Academy. Don't forget to click follow to catch future episodes. Also, click the link in the description to join Jane's free Facebook group, the Network Marketing Success Academy. We look forward to catching you in the next episode.